Welcome to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. I'm speaking with Dr. Smriti Deshmukh. She is the cardiologist and director of echocardiography at White Plains Hospital. So I'm very grateful to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to hear a little bit about your background and what your role is here.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, I grew up in Chicago area and came to New York about 16 years ago for my postgraduate training after medical school.
Okay.
I went to St. Vincent's Hospital that was down in Greenwich Village for most of my training and then did some additional training at Columbia University Medical Center, New York Presbyterian. I was there for about 9 years on faculty at Columbia. And then I'm here at White Plains now. And I'm very eager, actually, to bring the expertise I gained at the Major Academic Medical Center here to White Plains.
Sure. So what attracted you exactly to White Plains Hospital from all these really incredible places? And here you're out in the beautiful suburbs. I mean, we love White Plains Hospital. It's part of our neighborhood. But what would attract you here? I know they've undergone so many additions and expansions and growing.
Right. Well, I've lived in Westchester County for a number of years now, and there's been tremendous growth and vision at White Plains Hospital that is palpable within our community. By bringing in world-class physicians and nurses, having state-of-the-art technology, White Plains has actually can now provide care that was formerly only available in the city.
Absolutely. That's what we're very grateful for. We don't have to go into the city for this world-class care that we have out here. I've been here twice as a patient, and it really is just
The other thing I wanted to mention that White Plains Hospital truly values the patient experience at the hospital. And that is something that I value tremendously. So in terms of the quality of care that's offered to the patients, but also the compassion and respect that is given to the patients here is very exceptional.
Yes. What is echocardiography? What kinds of patients need to gauge it? I've heard of all sorts of different things based on, I have never heard that word before. So tell us all about echocardiography.
Sure. Well, echocardiography is where we use sound waves or ultrasound to create moving images of your heart. And we get a tremendous amount of information about the overall health of your heart. We get a good look at the heart muscle, the four chambers of the heart, the valves in between the chambers. And echo imaging can be combined with stress testing to assess things like coronary artery disease, and also to assess symptoms, common symptoms such as shortness of breath, to see if we might be able to elucidate a diagnosis. In the past 10 years, actually, there's been tremendous advancement in the technology of echocardiography, where today we are able to create pristine three-dimensional images of your heart. So, this has led to echo imaging being essentially the backbone of all cardiovascular diagnostic workup.
I see. So how would somebody know when they're kind of eligible for one or should be seeking out that type of, diagnosis or whatever? They would just come to the hospital and say they're having a certain issue and that would be prescribed to them?
Well, it really depends on what they're presenting with symptom-wise, how their EKG may look, and what types of things the doctor may be looking for if they have blood pressure issues. There are many, many reasons to obtain an echocardiogram. And, their cardiologist and a lot of times even the primary care physicians are very well versed in deciding whether that type of test is needed for them.
I see. Now, there's a lot of growth in and around the hospital these days. Tell us about the cardiology program here. How is it expanding to better serve the community at large, basically?
Right. So, like I mentioned before, White Plains Hospital is just expanding exponentially and is really offering top-notch care locally. So, if a patient were to need advanced cardiovascular procedures such as a pacemaker insertion or a stenting procedure for a heart attack or coronary artery disease that may be more stable, even treatment for complex arrhythmias, and the most advanced cardiovascular imaging is also available here. So I would say to Westchester residents, you know, that world-class cardiovascular care is right here in your backyard.
That's very comforting to know. And finally, Doctor, we hope that you would share a little bit of news you can use with us today. What are three things you would urge folks to do at any age to make sure that they are protecting their heart health?
Sure. Well, like I always say, my overriding message is always that prevention is the best medicine. And in this regard, I would emphasize three main points. One is keep moving. You know, according to the AHA guidelines, we should all be striving for 150 minutes of aerobic exercise every week. Mm-hmm. You know, that's about 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Wow. Okay.
And this, you know, everything counts. Walking, climbing stairs, all those things. And additionally, generally, it's important to remember to keep moving throughout the day. For instance, take stairs instead of the elevator. Park your car as far as you can. That spot will always be open.
So is walking actually a good enough exercise for your heart? I wonder, because I walk like an hour and a half. But I'm thinking to myself, my heart rate's not really getting up. I walk at a good brisk pace, but it's not necessarily pumping as if I were running or, say, working on a Stairmaster. Is walking actually...
Right. There are studies that have looked at, you know, more milder forms of exercise versus more moderate forms or intense exercise. It all is very good for you. That's what I can say. And I think that as your body is able to accept more moderate to higher levels of exercise, you know, we should strive for those things.
Okay.
However, just the gentle walking is very, very good for you still.
And I know I interrupted you before you got to your third point.
Sure.
So what was your third point?
Along the lines of physical activity, I like to always use this common phrase that sitting is the new smoking. In other words, sitting or having a sedentary lifestyle is now considered to be extremely dangerous for your overall health.
Really?
So it's important to keep that in mind, you know, and maybe set a timer on your phone or your watch, you know, so every hour you're up and moving just a little bit, just a little bit. All of it really adds up.
You know, I read an article recently. There was a 97-year-old woman who was concerned about her health because she was sort of relegated to her apartment, you know, at her age. And she actually lost 50 pounds by walking between her living room and her kitchen.
Unbelievable.
For hours at a time.
That's great.
During the day. I thought that
wonderful.
Was cute. You know, it's, I guess there are no excuses for not getting up and moving.
Right. It's just a matter of being aware and reminding yourself. And once we get into the habit of things, it will just happen more naturally.
What about overeating and obesity and things like that? How does that affect your heart? And you hear about that, you know, like don't eat all those greasy foods. Is there really a correlation between, you know, what you're eating, your diet, and your heart health?
Well, absolutely, yes. I would say that I tend to focus more on continuing the physical activity with my patients because I think that once they get that endorphin release of being more active, they automatically sort of adjust their diet to complement, you know, this increased physical activity. You know, you get mood elevation from exercise, and you're more motivated to sort of make better choices with your foods. But yes, weight loss is a goal, but I don't tend to make that the primary goal for patients.
Thank you so much. Anything else you would like to leave us with today, Doctor?
Yes, well, for the second and third points of what I like to tell patients is, you know, number two, avoid processed foods. That's very important. You know, always stick to the more natural foods the best you can. We all slip up here and there, but it's a good motto. And number three, you know, do get annual checkups every year, starting at the age of 40 or sooner if you have a family history of heart disease, for things like checking your cholesterol, your blood pressure, making sure you haven't developed diabetes. So this is very important, whether you're a man or a woman, I'd like to add.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know I have to get walking or get moving. That's for sure. You just reminded me. Thank you so much, my guest, Dr. Smriti Deshmukh, cardiologist and director of Echocardiograph. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being in with us today. This is Health Talk, and it's brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith.